Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack, and that's Jim, and it's a regular old Thursday morning.
That's Jim. You know, like, yeah. You're dismissed. That's Jim. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Jim. I'm a little bit off this morning. I thought it was Tuesday.
But I'm a little bit off, too, because I had some problems down here at the station getting stuff over, and
it's been totally chaotic down here.
Yes, it has. Not bad for the last Thursday in August.
Yeah.
That just, this month, went just catapulted by.
It did. It absolutely launched by. Perhaps because of all that smoke we had. Like, it really didn't feel like August. It was like a winter month.
Doesn't the festival at Sandpoint seem like long ago?
That's true.
You know?
That seems like very long ago.
And that was the first part of this month. But, these days are whooshing by.
I tell you why I'm a little off this morning, Jim.
Talk to me, Jack.
Okay. So, usually, yes. I'll be on a Thursday morning, mm-hmm. I'll get up and I'll have a bowl of cereal for breakfast.
What kind?
I like a Honey Bunches of Oats or a Raisin Bran.
Ooh, do you cut up a banana?
I like to do that. When I have fresh fruit in the house, that'll go in the cereal as well. Today, however, last night we made chocolate chip cookies because it's getting a little cooler and you can turn on the oven again. Drank all the milk in the house, so I had no milk for my cereal. I rummaged around in the pantry and I found a blueberry Pop-Tart. Which I haven't had for breakfast in a very long time. And it's it's really thrown me for a loop. It's a lot of sugar.
And you're rushing right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here.
I know it's not so much the blueberry tart. It's the changing of patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I get up. I have my honey and nut oats, mm-hmm. I have some fruit and milk, and then I'm into my day. And when that pattern, it's like the needle out of the groove.
Yeah.
And that's no way to start a day, Jack.
Right. And breakfast. Yeah. We rely on these routines.
Patterns.
And,
patterns.
I have before me the weather forecast for this weekend, which is Labor Day weekend.
Enlighten me.
We have currently 50 degrees and fair weather. Decreasing clouds today with a high of 73 degrees, mostly clear tonight. Tomorrow, Friday, a high of 72 and sunny. Saturday, high of 73 and sunny. Sunday, a high of 74 and sunny. And Labor Day, a high of 75 and mostly sunny.
But
this is a beautiful weekend.
Let me tell you, you're hitting me right where I want to live. You know, I think that if weather never got over 80,
mm-hmm.
it'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But as you well know, I have family living in the D.C. area, and they listen on their Alexa to us. And the wonders of streaming. Go to www.carefy.org, and we go everywhere. And my sister sent me the area forecast for D.C. area, 84 right now.
Ooh.
High of 90 by noon.
Mm-hmm.
And thunderstorm expected. So that means that humidity is probably... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Anyway, hello, Washington, D.C. area. So how was your last weekend?
My last weekend was, what was it, kind of smoky? It was still kind of smoky and, kind of mowed the lawn in the smoke, which there really wasn't a break to do it, but
no,
the lawn
no.
mm-hmm. did need another mow and mostly just to suck up all the, like the, we call them helicopters, the things that fall out of a maple tree. A maple tree.
Yeah, a sugar maple.
Sure.
Sugar maple. Acorns come out of oaks.
Okay. Yes, they do. I'm sorry. I knew that.
I did something last weekend.
You sure did.
I followed Cameron Rasmussen's from The Reader, his suggestion. I went over to Sandemonian
mm-hmm.
at the Forest Bird Charter School, and that was fun. What a real tribute to the creative imagination, the way people were dressed up and families, you know, the parents were dressed up and
uh-huh.
the little child being pushed in the baby carriage had something on like a unicorn horn on the top of its head. It was great fun. And I stayed around for about an hour and a half. I watched some improv. I did go over to look at Dungeons and Dragons, but I didn't think I had enough time to commit myself to learning it. But it was just fun to see people dressing however they wanted to with, you know, I could recognize the Spider-Man person and the Batman and Superman, but there were some other people who were just dressed in wonderful ways, and I'm clueless, but if I were in the know, mm-hmm. I would have responded positively. So hats off to the people who put together Sandemonium, and hats off to Forest Bird Charter School for the use of that venue. It's a great venue.
Did you have one particular favorite costume that you saw?
Yeah, well, I'm a Superman fan, mm-hmm. you know, and there is a little tyke about, I would guess he's about six years old, running around with a big S on his chest and the cape. Mm-hmm. But whenever I see the cape, I think of the Incredibles with Edna. No cape, no cape.
Uh-huh. Right. The kid sucks in the jet engines and
you
stuff
bet.
Like that.
But we have a friend with us this morning. Do you want to introduce him?
Sure. Ryan Baumgartner.
Oop,
Baumgartner
that blueberry
is here.
Tart got in your tongue.
Yes, it did. I'm sorry, Ryan. I butchered that. But you are the host of the 3 o'clock rush here on 88.5 KRFY starting this fall. And you have been a guest of the program before. I would say a friend of the show, right? Probably.
I think he's an honorary member.
Yeah.
Let's give him a title.
Ryan is hosting a new show on KRFY, which is starting on September the 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 o'clock rush starts at what time in the afternoon?
Well, it's 3 o'clock
on
Thursday. I know. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was one of the hard parts about making a show is Susie was talking to me, and she's been helping me a lot with this. And she goes, "You have a name for the show yet?" I was like, "No. You have a name for the show? You have a name for..." And so she kept hounding me on it. And that one really felt right because we put it at a time where everybody in the high school is stuck in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the bell rings, everybody rushes out, and then it's gridlocked in there for the next 20 minutes. And they're like, well, if I can hold them there, this is the best time to have a show.
Yeah.
And also on the bus system as well is what we're really trying to do is get that on the bus system. So that's how it got its name.
That'll be very... Okay. So that was my high school experience as well, by the way. Was the school ends... Traffic
Boom.
Jam.
Well, see, what you're hitting upon is something that's very rare here in Sandpoint. It's in larger cities where you have gridlock everywhere. It's called drive time. Mm. You know, that when it's drive time, that's when people have their radios on and listening to whatever is on the radio. And you're hitting the one spot in time here in Sandpoint, 3 o'clock rush. So you've got really a captive and captured.
Yes,
audience.
That was the goal, to have them all trapped in the same spot at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I find that we listen to radios in our cars so much, and that's a lot where we do, especially high schoolers, because all of our cars are from the early 2000s, and they all have radios in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you're not plugging your phone in with some tape to auxiliary converter thing, you're listening to the radio, and that's a great time to put a show. So I'm really excited about it, and we are starting the 6th of September, so that's actually...
After Labor Day, that's...
Yeah, that's 2 weeks. Or no, next week, next Thursday. Oh, my goodness. A week from today.
Time flies.
Yeah, right.
Time flies, Ryan. Oh, well, you know, okay, we have the audience. You've got the audience there built in, as well as even if you're not exiting the high school parking lot, you can tune in. Tell us about the show.
Well, quickly off of that, not driving away from the high school, we also have a reboot program.
Right.
I think on Fridays at 10. So there's that as well, when we really wanted to make sure everybody got a chance to listen to it. And I think that's great because I find that a lot of people who are involved with sports are still at the school at that time. So this gives an opportunity for everybody to hear
it. Could
you
inform our listeners what a reboot is?
Well, our reboot is going to be rebroadcasting the program.
Good. At what time?
At 10 on Fridays.
Friday evenings.
Friday evening. And that's, yes, not in the morning, 10 p.m. Friday evenings. So that really gives the opportunity for more people to hear it as well. And I'm really excited about that. But briefly, the program is an outreach program, a lot of it. To begin with, the first 30, 40 minutes of it, I play a lot of music that I hear. And we're going to play some music that is from my library this morning to kind of give you a little taste of that. But some of the music that I find and really enjoy, some pop alternative throwback hits, and new music I find every week, actually, stuff I'm going to be playing. And then we move over to a kind of sit-down talk radio with different guests from different cool classes, fun sports teams, activities, things that go on at the high school that I want, you know, a lot of younger students to know about, because there's really a lot of ways to get involved in high school. And that was something that I didn't really do my first 2 years of high school, that I really wish I had done and really try to do now. Just things that I would have wanted to know about, different ways to get involved, because I really do believe that the more you are involved, the more you get out of your high school experience. And then also, it's for the community. It's an outreach program for the community, because I find that if you don't have a high school student, you really don't know what's going on. And there's a lot of cool events and fundraisers that we'd really love community support at. And we have a really supportive community. And I think that if we were able to get out the word on some of these things, that it would really make a big difference.
Well, you know, you're raising a very good point in terms of, we all know there's a high school on Division, and when we drive by it, oh, look, there's the high school. Any idea what's going on there, unless you're a high school student or teach there or an employee there, I'm clueless. And so in one sense, you are really doing something very valuable to the community at large. But another thing for the station itself is that if someone asked, both Jack and I were both on the programming committee, what are high school kids listening to? You know, do you think they're listening to Aretha Franklin, or they might be Otis Redding, or as they move back and discover, but, you know, really at a loss. So you're really plugging into what students are listening to now, which I'm intrigued by. But if you ask me to name some, you did bring some songs in, and I recognized one group. Well, two, Weezer and Lord Huron. And but outside of that, so, you know, we're excited here at the station to what you bring to the table.
Right. And I think that's really something interesting, because Otto's is one of our main staples here, and that's an eclectic mix. And we really do try to play a lot of different music here. And I like to think that I'm bringing a whole new type of music as well, because a lot of this comes from my personal library, music that's completely new to KRFY, and it's really branching out from what we already play and adding some more stuff here a couple times during the week that I think a lot of my friends listen to, and some of it's new stuff too that I find, say, hey, this is something I think you'd like that maybe they don't know yet. And that's also something that's really fun about this program, is I don't, a lot of radio stations, I think, that play popular music play the same 10 songs for a good week as they're at the top of the charts. And I really try not to do that. Songs that are either up and coming, or that I've just found that I think have a really cool sound to them. Or you mentioned Weezer, some throwback hits.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I wouldn't consider, from my point of view, when you talk about throwback hits, I think back in the 60s, Weezer, what, 90s?
Well, the song
the aughts?
Right. Yeah, they had songs like, they were really popular for really catchy tunes like Buddy Holly, like, ooh, you look just like Buddy Holly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they had that one. And then, but the song I have from them actually is a cover from Toto.
Oh, Africa.
Yeah, it's okay. A cover, and it came out actually in 2018, and it has a really, I like to find songs that I know a little bit about and do some research on and have a cool story to them, and this one was actually suggested by a 14-year-old, I forget where, who suggested that they do a cover of Africa over Twitter, and then they actually did, because we've got two kind of different bands. We've got Toto and we've got Weezer, and they've got a different sound, a little bit of a different sound, and you know, they're both really popular, but from different times. And it's a really cool song that came out this year.
Should we play it?
Might as well.
Why not? So, this is Africa, originally by Toto.
Mm-hmm.
And Weezer did a cover of it this year, and it still has a lot of the same really cool different sounds that made it popular, but it is a little refreshed. And I think it's pretty cool, and it's been playing on a lot of the alternative stations, and it's a song I really like, so
well,
go ahead.
Do you remember the original by Toto?
Of course. Well, actually, no. I mean, I grew up with it, but it came out a little before my time.
I'm curious to hear the Weezer version.
Yeah, and I love Buddy Holly by Weezer. Oh. And Sweater. The sweater song. Yeah.
We're here on 88.5 KRFY with Ryan Baumgartner. This is Jack and Jim, and we're going to play a song that you can hear on his 3 o'clock Rush program on Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock and rebroadcast Friday evenings, the next day, Friday, at 10 o'clock. Here is Weezer with Africa.
That was Africa by, not Toto, but Weezer. Started out as a remarkably faithful adaptation, and then...
I love that song, and I still love it, by both groups.
We are here with Ryan Baumgartner, who sent us that song. That's the first time I've ever heard that version of Africa by Weezer. I'm Jack, Jim is here, and we are talking with the new host of the 3 o'clock Rush on 88.5 KRFY, starting a week from today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, with a rebroadcast the next day at 10 o'clock. That's Friday nights at 10 o'clock. And Ryan, anything in summation about that cover of Africa by Weezer?
In response to that cover, mm-hmm. Toto decided to cover one of Weezer's songs. I forget which one it is, but they did do that as well this year. And I thought that was kind of funny. A little back at you there. We're going to cover one of your songs because both bands are popular in their own time frame. So that was really cool. As I'm sitting here, it is Thursday morning with you guys. It's kind of nostalgic because this is what, you know, remember, I think you guys remember last year.
Last year? What about last month?
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. Last month, I was a lot of Wednesday mornings with Susie and Chris separately and together. I think 4 shows I did this month with them on the Wednesday morning show. But last year, we did a couple shows with my men's quartet.
Absolutely. I do remember that. Do you remember that, Jack?
Of course I do, yeah.
You bet we do.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what really sparked my interest for this whole thing. Doing this show and coming into the studio with those guys, and I thought, we could do a show, and it would be so cool. We could do a little morning show, and we could bring in Riley's guitar and do some impromptu music. We could do lots of fun things. And really, my program has morphed from that being who could be involved at the time. But that was really what sparked my interest into this whole radio program that has, you know, started to be taken up a lot of my time, which is great. I have a lot of time. So it's been a really good interest to me that's grown. But it's just something when I was sitting here in the music break, I was thinking about, this is kind of where it started for me on this program on Thursday mornings.
Well, I know that Jack wants to ask you a couple, but I just want to say that on this music break, I was becoming totally aware of how out of touch I am because you sat there, Ryan, with your laptop and just with a flick of the finger, picking a song over here, sliding it over there. And I was just utterly clueless, which might say that it's not a generation gap. It's a multi-generation gap.
This we have 3 generations present, and I was thinking about this earlier. Okay, I'm a millennial. I figured that out.
I'm a baby boomer.
Are you? I was going to ask. Yes. Are you? Yes, you're a baby boomer. I'm a millennial.
And what do we call you?
Yeah, do we know yet?
I don't know if we know yet. I know my dad likes to call us snowflakes because we're fragile, but I don't know if... we have an official name yet. I'm not too stuck on that one.
Can I ask you, what year were you born?
2001.
OMG. In this millennium.
Yeah. I have a brother who's 11 years younger than me, born in 1997, and he calls himself, he thinks it's either Generation Y or the Beliebers. I don't know. I don't think we figured out that I was a millennial until well after I graduated high school. It wasn't until 2010 that they settled on that name.
Right, born into the new millennium.
Like, yeah.
I know I am in the new millennium, but
I think
not,
it'll be after, like, after...
I think it's 99, I think they say they cut off. And...
Yeah. I think you'll figure it out, or I think you'll have an official name for your generation. Well, if we keep doing this dumb naming generations thing.
My yardstick used to be, do you remember the Beatles on Ed Sullivan? And you're probably going, Beatles? Ed Sullivan? What? You know, like that. You know, what would be the yardstick now?
I know. Okay, so the millennial thing is if you grew up if you came of age, if you can remember having a landline in your house, basically you're a millennial. If you remember before the internet came mm-hmm. around, if you didn't have a computer your whole life in the house, then mm-hmm. you're probably a millennial. But as you grew up, one was brought into the house.
Ryan, have you ever used a landline phone?
You know, I have. We had one in my house, and I think we still have one today. Although it's not exactly what you think. It's over the internet now, so it's not your typical landline.
Yeah.
But we did have a real landline back in my house in California, and I think. But for my generation, I think it's if you've had a Facebook account, because it seems like people my age don't have Facebook accounts anymore. Uh-huh. They've moved on to bigger and greater things that I'm not a part of. I'm not a part of the Snapchat thing, but that's huge. Mm-hmm. And I think it's if you've had a Facebook account, then you're a millennial and you're not a whatever we are. We'll figure it out, because that's not a thing anymore. It's like, you have a Facebook account? Yeah, what do you follow your mom's friends? That's who's on Facebook.
That was cutting.
Yeah. I know, I don't have a Facebook account, but I do have a friend that has a Facebook account. She follows my grandma. It's embarrassing every day. All the pictures she shows me, I'm not on Facebook because I didn't want to see that. Yeah. So.
Okay, so we're talking about the generation gap. Should we getting back to the 3 o'clock rush?
Yeah.
You've recorded a couple already. You got a few interviews in the can.
Mm-hmm.
What can we anticipate from the first couple weeks of the show?
Well, when I decided to take this show on, and it's an hour every week, and that stressed me out big time. You've got to fill an hour every week, and in a sense, I got to fill 2 hours every week. Like, if I don't put something in, it screws up 2 hours. So that really was kind of stressful for me. So to get over that, I scheduled the first 2 months of the program already. So I've already lined up all the interviews and recorded three of them, and we haven't started the first week. And that's just a way to keep me breathing. And so I know a lot about the first month of the program, and we're going to start out with some interviews with the varsity football team. I've got a couple guests who came into the studio for me, Riley Anderson and Caleb Fingal, the varsity football team. And then the second week, we're going to hear from a cool class at the high school, which is Model United Nations. They go to New York every year and actually participate in a simulation of the United Nations, which is a really cool international experience that I actually got to be a part of in my sophomore year, because there's people from all over the world there. Some people who don't even speak your language, which is that's hard. They're on our second week. And then our third week, we were talking with student council, because I'm realizing more and more as I do this that they're such a huge part of our school, and they really sign off on a lot of the things that happen there. And my sister's a part of student council, and I didn't have her on this time. I had our student council associated body president on, and then the advisor as well. And that's our third week, and they were really fun. We did something kind of new that I think we're going to keep doing, is we played a little game, and it's called Blurt. And I really like it because you can play in the car, and that is something that I thought was super fun. And what it is I go ahead and I read a definition, and then you have to be the first person to say the word that I'm describing. And that was really interesting, and I think we're going to keep on doing that. It was really fun because I like to think it gets some of the listeners involved a little bit too, which is really cool and something that I like to do when I'm sitting in the car. So we tried that on our third week, and you're going to get to hear that and then also play along, and we'll see if we like that or not. But that was really cool, and I'm learning so much.
That is very cool. And I've often wondered how you would do a radio game show. Right. I mean, they can be done, but somehow it seems easier on TV. But I think you figured one out.
Right. Yeah. Because it's completely auditory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You don't need to see the card. You can't see the card.
Yeah.
The only thing that's stopping us is my inability to read every card clearly. I have to read it in my head first and then read it out loud. Otherwise, I completely mess up the definition. And they're sitting there trying to guess and going, oh, I didn't read that right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been really fun. And I've been learning so many things, like... if I'm sitting here and tapping on the table, you guys can hear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And a lot of people like to do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting over here. I'm waving my hands. I don't want to say something, but I'm over waving my hands in the background.
Yeah.
Stop!
Yeah.
Because I can hear it. Or I'll realize that I left the radio in the other room on. I'm like,
oh, yeah. You can hear
I can hear us. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just... 2 seconds later, there it is.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of radio.
Yeah. Isn't that...
What our listeners cannot see, but only imagine.
I know, and... I know it's things that you guys have probably all figured out, but I'm sitting here doing my first couple programs, learning new things every day, and I'm sure it's going to get better and better as I get better at doing this, but it's funny.
One of the things I do want to say, Ryan, is that I am overwhelmed and totally impressed by your composure. You know, I think back of when you're going to be a senior this year, and, you know, my ability to... you know, translate a thought into words and to be able to think on my toes. Mm-hmm. How about you, Jack?
Yeah, I was not. Right. I was just trying to, I was keeping my head down.
Exactly.
Trying to,
I don't want
to
stand
through.
Above the crowd. Uh-huh. But I think that you have a skill set that is really to be admired. And we're all really totally thrilled here at the station. And I think the community at large will be as well to have the 3 o'clock rush on.
Well, thanks so much. And that's great to hear. And it's something that I've definitely been practicing here as well. Like I said, I've been a part of the Wednesday morning show. I think 4 shows I've done with them consecutively. And I've gotten better and better. And that's because at the beginning, I sat down with Susie and Chris Besler on the Wednesday morning show with an interviewee. So there were 3 of us there, and I felt really comfortable because you're going along and you've got so many minutes to fill. And sometimes you're like, well, we're out of the questions we wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
What do I say now?
Play a song.
And
play
somebody,
a song.
I've done that, yeah, but somebody needs to say something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and you know, with both of them there, I didn't really have to do that. And then Chris was gone for 2 weeks, and Susie and I did the show, and it was like, okay, now I do need to have a question. So I would be there, and I'd be sitting down, and be like, what can I possibly ask next that I haven't asked yet, and doesn't make them completely just rephrase what they already said, because I don't want to do that. So I got a little bit better at that. And then we moved over to just Chris and no Susie. And that was a little different too, because what I think is interesting is there's always somebody who sits at the board during the show. And normally that's Susie. And then Susie wasn't there. Chris sat at the board. I'm like, well, good thing I don't know. I don't have to do that because that's very complicated. And that's something that a lot of our listeners don't see. They go, oh, they came live on the air. That's so cool. And it is really cool. But there's a lot of steps in there. And there's diagrams on things you have to turn on here.
That's
and
right.
I know. And when I really like live radio. But the one thing I do like about having my podcasted show is that if I mess up, I take it out. If I need to fill time, I can put in a song really easily. And it's been a great way to kind of ease me in.
Absolutely.
To radio.
With live radio, but you got to remember with live radio, like what we're doing right now, except we do podcast this, there's no TiVo. You know, did Ryan just say that? Bzz, you know, and go back and say, yeah. So in other words, that in one sense, there's the immediacy of radio, and doing what you're doing, which I think is so cool, is, you know, if you didn't like the way an interview was going, you know, backing up. But you're developing a skill set that I think will prove well to you as you exit out of high school. And, you know, if you intend to go to a university, most universities have a campus radio station, and you're going to be going there with a level of composure and a skill set that everybody will just drop their jaws at.
I'm really excited about that, actually. I didn't plan on being a part of radio at all until last year. It wasn't even something on my radar. And then, you know, I came into the show a couple times and thought, this is fun and we could do this. We could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I really started thinking about that. And I wrote a proposal to Susie and really was starting to talk about, so we could do this. What if we did? And I was like, definitely, I do want to go to university. I want to be a part of their radio station. And if that's as far as it goes, that's as far as it goes. But it's really cool, and it's an opportunity that, you know, I get to meet new people, and I thought that was really cool. Every time we sit down in the morning show, and I feel like if I co-host, I get to meet new people, and that's really cool too. And it's being a part of the whole community and not just the high school community that I think is something that's grown from this is really cool too. But I see myself doing this in the future, and I use a program called GarageBand to do my program at home, to put my program together. And I do a lot of music. I play some music, men's quartet. I do some singing, and I like to edit music as well. And that's a program I use as well. And I think doing this program has really kind of pushed me towards, hey, well, maybe I want to be a music producer and things like that. And it's really been a huge learning experience, and I'm sure it's going to continue to be, but it's opened up a lot of extra stuff that I didn't know I really wanted to do.
Well, there's some personal skills as well. You know, you briefly touched on it by when you're conducting an interview, how to be a good listener, like, oh gosh, what am I going to ask next? Okay. You know, like this, rather than listening to what the person's saying and spinning off of that and moving the interview into the direction you want it to go or you think it should go. So I think you're picking up a lot of skills that you might not be aware of that will translate into other avenues in your life.
Yeah, I agree. No, the microphones do change the conversation, and I do still sometimes have that when I can see somebody's winding down. Depending on the guest, sometimes it's like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to say next. And then I say, this is 88.5 KRFY Pondere. Yeah. You're listening to whatever you might be listening to.
Have your mantra that you go back to, you know, something that you can go back to that is comforting. And it's sort of like your honey nut cereal in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you can go back to it and then spin off from that.
So. I do. Yeah. I'm with you. Or I like to, if I'm the only person interviewing a particular guest, I will make a list of questions that so that I know what I want to get. But if I know somebody else is going to be there, like Jim, who's a great preparer, I like to just go and listen and then hopefully interject if there's something that I feel like the conversation is missing or a question that wasn't written down.
No, but, I've definitely noticed that too, and trying to keep it more organic is really cool, and being able to think on your feet and kind of dovetail off of whatever somebody else is saying. And I try to take the position when I'm interviewing people from the high school in different groups, I try to get at least two people from that group in. And then I go in and I brief them a little bit. I say, I'm not really here to talk a lot. I did that in the first portion of the program. I'm here to ask some questions and guide you where I think we need to go. But as far as that, you can keep talking. I'll stop you and move you on if I feel like we need to, but go for it. We're not going to go yes or no. I dealt with that a little bit, and that's something that I had to learn a little bit about, because you can't blow through your pre-written questions in the first 5 minutes. And that's something I love about being recorded. I could go, okay, let's start over. But you can't. You can't just say, yeah, no, we do that, yeah.
Yeah, you're...
No, that's not huge.
You're learning a lot about... We're here on the morning show with Ryan Baumgartner. He has a program that begins next Thursday, September the 6th, called 3 O'Clock Rush, and it'll be rebroadcast Friday evenings at 10 o'clock. And we've got another guest coming in, so we want to say... What do we say on the air? You know, like break a leg to a person who's what? Get tongue-tied?
Mm-hmm. Bon voyage.
Bon voyage. Get tongue-tied.
I don't know. We don't. Yeah, break a leg, yeah, I guess.
Break a leg on the air so nobody can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's exit with another song that is typical of what you'd be playing. And we're going to wish you the best of luck in any way that we can support you. Please let us know.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I don't play a whole lot of country, but the country I do play has a little bit of a pop vibe to it. And this song is a moving on song, but it's a fun moving on song. And it is by Abby Anderson. It's Dance Away My Broken Heart, written by Thomas Rhett and Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay. Well, then away we go.
And he's moving on.
Yeah. And then Eric Spence is coming up after
Absolutely.
This.
To talk about the Panada upcoming events this weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. And here we go with Abby Anderson, Dance Away My Broken Heart. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. That was Abby Anderson with Dance Away My Broken Heart. That was supposedly.
That didn't seem country.
Yeah.
But I like the feel of it. And now in the studio with us is Eric Spence, board member over at our great entertainment venue in town, the Panada Theater. And he's going to share with us the upcoming events Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, correct?
You bet. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on. And thanks for all that you do here at Community Radio in Sandpoint. We really appreciate you. And you and Jack are doing a great job, so thank you for that. Tonight at the Panada Theater, we have the Little Smokies. They're returning to Sandpoint. This ought to be a great show. If you're not sure what they're about, they won the 2015 Telluride Bluegrass Band Competition, and they're named 2016 IBMA Momentum Band of the Year. Pretty much bluegrass, but with a modern slant to it. Tickets are available at the door or online. And that is tonight at 7 o'clock. And I think Jim is going to be working at her.
I'm going to be working it, but I do want to say that I do believe that the Little Smokies are going to be in the studio here at 2 o'clock. So if you are not familiar with their music, there's going to be some music and interviews with them. So that'll give you a nice taste.
Awesome. Tune into that.
And, yes, absolutely. And I'll be there behind the concessions.
Also on the Panada website, there is a link to a video called California that they did to give you a little taste of what they're like. But do tune in to the radio because that'll be that'll be a fun thing if they're in the studio.
I think they came to the Panada, what, about 3 years ago maybe?
We brought them.
Yeah, we brought them. And their music is in regular rotation here on the station. So that's a concert that I think is well worth attending.
Great. And then Friday night, we've got a magician in the house, an evening of comedy and magic. He's a thrillusionist, not a magician, he says, so I'll have to take that back.
Well, wonder what the he's difference between an illusionist and a magician.
No, Jim. He's a thrillusionist.
Oh, a thrill. Right?
Thrillusionist. And he's got a TM by it. So maybe that's trademark, Jim. I don't know. But not a magician, not just an illusionist, but a thrill-seeking, mind-bending master of I'm going to mess this up.
Pre-Columbian.
That is a great word, so I'm going to just skip over it. Who creates an alternative world of fascination with gravity-defying hair and leather pants required.
Oh, my. This sounds like a can't miss.
That sounds like it's... And the proceeds go to... Part of the proceeds
go
to... Yeah,
well, all the proceeds benefit the pet organization for
wonderful.
That, so that's an awesome thing.
You betcha.
Also, something that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts is, you know, dealing with people who have maybe emotional problems, people who have thought about suicide in the past. And to that end, a movie called Andy Irons, Kissed by God, is going to be presented by Teton Gravity. It's a movie about a three-time world champion surfer, Andy Irons, struggle with bipolar disorder and opiate addiction. He struggled with the same demons that millions of people worldwide do daily. And that is going to be on Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday is going to be at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday is going to be a matinee at 3:30. So if you can join it, join us for that, that would be great. A portion of the ticket sales benefit NAMI.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Well, it seems like it's going to be hopping at the Panada. One other thing I want to say that's coming up that I won't be able to attend, but I'd really like to be able to go, is on September 26th, the movie Bad Reputation on Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And I'd love to see that. So if you are a music fan out there, bookend Wednesday the 26th for Bad Reputation. It was a Sundance film. And
That looks awesome.
Documentary?
About Joan Jett. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put Another Dime in the Jukebox, baby. Uh-huh. Love it.
I remember playing that at City Beach before it was Marcia's shack down there. Mm-hmm. There was a jukebox in there, and we played that all the time. So. Yeah.
And I think Lita Ford was on lead guitar back when the Blackhearts, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts were together. I used to have a Lita Ford t-shirt with her.
One thing we should mention, too, the Little Smokies concert in the Reader ad was referenced for Friday, not Thursday. So it is tonight. Please, if you have the Reader, just know that that date is off. We're working on hoping preventing those in the future. So thanks for bringing that to our attention. And but if you're looking for the Little Smokies, it's tonight at the Panetta Theater.
And tomorrow night, The Thrillusionist. Mm-hmm. I got that out. Mm-hmm. David Da Vinci. And of course, for any of these, you can go to the Panetta.org mm-hmm. website.
Absolutely.
For information. And then on Saturday and Sunday, Kissed by God. And one is Saturday mm-hmm. evening and the other one is Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Eric, for coming in and spreading the word.
Can I try that word, the prehistoric?
You can, please.
Yeah. Pre-Columbian.
I'm going to give it to you. It's pre...
Okay, in the meantime, I'll just think on the air. No.
Oh.
Do you want me to try it?
Prestidigitation, I would say.
Prestidigitation.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is that like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
I think that's sleight of hand.
Ah, yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Prestidigitation.
I love that.
Very cool.
The Panetta is hopping.
That's just my guess on how to pronounce it. I don't know. Yeah. The Panetta is hopping. Should we can either continue the events or we can play
play a song and we can say goodbye to Eric.
Thanks again, guys. I appreciate it.
You betcha. 50 years ago today, the Byrds, the wonderful Byrds, released their sixth studio album. And this is a crucial one because it's the only one that Graham Parsons was on. And later on, Graham Parsons is going to take Chris Hillman from the Byrds and they're going to form the Flying Burrito Brothers, who the legendary. Mm-hmm. But this is a song off of Sweetheart of the Rodeo album that was really seminal in terms of creating a genre called folk country rock. And it's Dylan's You Ain't Going Nowhere from Sweetheart of the Rodeo, released 50 years ago today, August 30th, 1968. The Byrds doing a cover of Bob Dylan's You Ain't Going Nowhere that was on an album called Sweethearts of the Rodeo, released in 1968 on this date. And I'm a big Byrds fan also on this date musically, which is we won't play the song. But the first 45 RPM record on Apple Records was released, and that was Hey Jude.
It does it, and you did find the short radio version.
The radio friendly version, because the original one is over 7 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. I like that version myself.
Well, and it came back. If you've watched car karaoke with James Gordon, I think Corbin, when he was with Paul McCartney, and they ended with as he was going through Liverpool with Hey Jude.
Oh, it
was wonderful.
That is cool. I knew I haven't watched that clip.
Oh, they had an hour long special last Friday night on CBS on the whole. And went to where Paul McCartney was raised as a child, that home there. Mm-hmm. Penny Lane, there's a barber. They went to that barbershop. They went to Penny Lane. Then they went to a place where the Beatles performed. Just all sorts of interesting history and the legend of Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Hey, so we got
stuff
upcoming
is
events.
Happening. Stuff is I'll begin with tonight. That is the 30th. Jack, you flipped over the calendar on me. I count on that. Yappy Hour. Boy, this is something that the animal shelter does so well. The last Thursday of every month, a tail wagging good time. This time it's at Taylor and Sons Chevrolet at 476751 Highway 95 in Ponderay. They host the Yappy Hour from 4 to 7. Bring your dog and enjoy a Panhandle Animal Shelter benefit with live music, beverages, and fun.
We already mentioned the Little Smokies. We got all sorts of music going on this weekend. But starting tonight, if you're not going to Yappy Hour, or maybe even if you are, you can also go to the Trivia Takeover at the Ponderay Winery. Trivia Takeover starts at 6 p.m. at the Ponderay Winery, 301 Cedar Street. Enjoy a fun-filled game where musical clues and point wagering answers lead to an interactive educational trivia experience. Oh, that's like Jeopardy or whatever. Teams encouraged but not required. Wine and beer specials plus prizes as well. It doesn't say who this one is hosted by or benefiting, but I think the Trivia Takeover deal is a once a month thing, and they have some local nonprofit come in and host it, basically. We have continuing the on Saturday is of course the farmers market. That's at Farm and Park, and it will be, who's the music there? Do you have it in front of you, Jim?
The music is the Endangered Species at the Farmer's Market. But let me back up to...
Oh, yeah, I jumped ahead.
Yeah,
oh,
it's easy.
I skipped Friday.
You skipped Friday? How could you do that the last day of the month? Mm-hmm. I do want to echo what Eric said. At the Panada, an evening of magic, take an evening of comedy and magic, thrills and illusion at the Panada Theater with David Da Vinci Magic Show starting at 6 p.m., all proceeds benefit the pet organization, and you can buy tickets at The Door, Eve's Leaves, Ike Arts, and Panada.org.
It is Fall Fest this weekend. It is the 26th annual Schweitzer Fall Fest. Something for everyone, as they say. The Outdoor Music Festival starts on Friday, August the 31st, and runs through Monday, September the 3rd. Featuring 4 days of live music, plus more than 75 regional microbrews and ciders, plus wine. Kiddos can visit their very own soda tent, where they can mix their own flavors and create wild concoctions. The music lineup is not on the top of my head right now, but you can check it out by going to Schweitzer.com, as far as I know. The Wine Bar is hosting live music tomorrow night. That's the Cedar Street Wine Bar, not to be confused with the Pondere Winery further down Cedar Street. Sky and Jeremiah are at the wine bar, but at the winery, Harold's IGA, a local favorite, at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. There is music at the Beer Hall, that is McDuff's Beer Hall across the street from the winery. Live music with Brian Jacobs and Chris Lynch from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. This duo, they've been playing around for... seems like practically 5 years now. I don't know.
They've been together a while.
Yeah. And they do great. They play covers.
I agree.
I enjoy their music. They play, and both of them play in combination with other groups as well, but that's a combo you will enjoy. 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at McDuff's. And at the 219, Fat Lady from Spokane from 9 p.m. to midnight. At the 219 Lounge on First Avenue.
And you already went into Saturday with the Farmer's Market, but there's a museum fundraising yard sale on Saturday. Are you looking for a special treasure? Come see what's for sale during the Bonner County History Museum's fundraising yard sale from 8 to 3 in front of the museum at 611 South Ella. This sale is made possible by patrons of Bonner County who have donated items to be sold at the sale. But it's not selling items inside the museum, but brought to the museum. Yeah, customers will know that no items will be included from the collections. So it's free and open to the public. Again, 8 to 3, it's a fundraiser supporting the Bonner County History Museum.
They made a special note of that. I wonder if they got some calls in years past.
Oh, I'm sure that
how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you sell things we've donated or things like that. And I think it's important to realize that these are items that have been donated to the museum, but not taken out of the museum's collections. Mm-hmm. Support your local museum. It's so important.
And it is. It doesn't say here, but it would be first Saturday as well. So I wonder if it's free. Free admission.
I don't know. I don't know.
Could be.
Who knows?
The Sandpoint Renaissance Fair. Hear ye, starts the announcement. Prepare thyself for merriment during the Sandpoint Renaissance Fair, held from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days at 784 Shingle Mill Road. Okay, out on Shingle Mill Road, if you know where that is, out on Highway 200 there. The fair helps ignite and foster the creativity and curiosity of our community through a lively, enlightening, entertaining experience in a Renaissance-themed environment. There will be a joust, plus performers, musicians, a beer garden, and most numerous amounts of merchants and food. Sandpoint Ren Fair, FAIRE.com for more information about that.
And that's a word that we rarely use or hear, merriment.
Yes.
I like that word, merriment.
Merriment's a good one. Let's see, classic car show at Silverwood. Of course it is. It's Labor Day weekend, there's a ton of stuff going on.
And one can be busy. One can always go to Sandpoint Online to get a list of events, entertainment, things that are happening. Want to remind everyone that tonight on KRFY, at 7 o'clock, you have Dusty and Americana Backroads. And at 8 o'clock, from Bozeman, Montana, Live from the Divide. And at 9 o'clock begins a three-hour block of folk music. And again, at 2 o'clock here in the station, the Little Smoke will be interviewed and possibly playing some of their music.
That one. Yeah, that'll be good. Friends of the station, can we say?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
They've
and you can catch them
past.
Tonight in concert at the Panada Theater. Go to the Panada's website to get more information.
Hey, stay tuned for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long. We're going to start out Otto's Eclectic Mix with a couple of songs from Ryan's collection that we didn't get to this morning, but you might hear on a future 3 o'clock rush show.
September 6th, debuting on Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock rush.
Okay.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jim. We'll see you next week.
This is Bird Note. I've been hearing an owl, a barred owl, much of this year and last. In January, even though it was cold and dark, its call drew me outside. I think it was the one I heard last year, because these large gray-brown owls are very territorial, and they do not migrate. Both males and females make the signature 9-note hoot. Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all? But throughout the winter, I heard only solitary calls. It was probably a male. If he had attracted a mate, I would have been hearing a duet like this, a caterwauling courtship that can sound downright peculiar. One day in April, I found him, being dive-bombed by crows while he tried to sleep in a deciduous tree. In May and June, he continued to hoot, though less frequently. Now, in late summer, the breeding season is past. What have I witnessed? Could this barred owl be what some scientists call a non-breeding floater? Is his patch